You're listening to All Things Considered on 90.9 WBUR. I'm Deborah Becker. The idea that guns put your health at risk is not new, but figuring out what steps, if any, doctors should take to protect you from gun violence is both new and politically explosive. Over the weekend, more than 100 doctors, health advocates, and crime prevention experts gathered at the Massachusetts Medical Society for what they say was the first continuing medical education course on how to prevent gun violence. WBUR's Martha Biebinger was there.
First, a very brief history. The Watershed Study that guns in the home increase the risk of homicide came out in 1993. In the 20 years since, pediatricians have become the most likely doctors to ask patients about guns in the home and ask if they are kept safe from children. In 2011, Florida passed a law setting limits on when doctors could talk to patients about guns. Some medical groups sued and lost on appeal.
A federal appeals court has decided to uphold a law nicknamed Docs versus Glocks. The 2011 bought law bans doctors from asking their patients questions about gun ownership unless it's medically necessary.
Missouri and Montana have passed similar laws. But a new Massachusetts-based group called the National Medical Council on Gun Violence is going in the opposite direction. It wants to clarify the questions doctors should ask and establish the steps doctors should take if they determine their patients are at risk. Last Saturday, doctors described how they would treat some sample cases.
A mother with a chief complaint of anxiety shows up in the emergency room. She has three kids, 5, 7, and 9. Among the things discussed is a concern about her husband's loaded, unlocked handguns.
Dr. Ron Gross, who heads the trauma division at Bay State Medical Center in Springfield, asks the panel of doctors what they would do. Gross reminds his colleagues that physicians in Massachusetts are required to report cases of suspected child endangerment. Dr. Kevin Moriarty, a pediatric surgeon at Bay State, jumps in.
When I was a kid growing up, a good friend of mine shot and killed his little brother. I would consult DCF to get involved.
But one doctor sitting next to Moriarty would not call the Department of Children and Families because he says he can't be sure if or how DCF would respond. Pediatrician Sean Palfrey from Boston Medical Center would not call the state either.
Because that triggers a number of different moves, which might well lose my relationship with the mom. And I don't know.
Palfrey would rely on hospital social workers to assess the family dynamics and the children's degree of risk. These doctors are not following medical treatment plans as they would with smoking, for example. But it's time to consider screening for and treating gun risk the same way, says Dr. Jahan Fahimi, who teaches emergency medicine at the University of California, San Francisco. Fahimi looks at suicide, where patients who have access to guns are 2 to 3 times more likely to be successful when they try to kill themselves.
But what's missing in this is what physicians should do. So we've told half the story. We've identified that firearms are a major risk factor for suicide completion, but we haven't yet made it very obvious to clinicians what they're supposed to do when they've made this identification.
If the medical community is going to map out next steps, they should not be the same for all types of gun violence, says David Kennedy, who worked in Boston in an earlier stage of his career, but is now at the John Jay College of Criminal Justice in New York City. Homicide deaths, says Kennedy, are concentrated, often among gangs in specific neighborhoods.
Gun violence often gets treated as if it's the flu, right? Everybody is equally exposed. We can't predict. It's not like that. It's like AIDS. Everybody has sex, except in Boston. But, you know, very few people are going to get AIDS.
But many physicians say it's wrong to think about guns as a health issue of any kind. Dr. Tim Wheeler founded and runs the California-based group Doctors for Responsible Gun Ownership.
Trying to convince Americans that their guns are causing a disease is a crude and transparent attempt to ban guns, and Americans won't tolerate that.
To me, it's not about that at all.
Dr. Megan Rainey, one of the conference organizers, is an emergency room doctor at Rhode Island Hospital in Providence.
It's not at all about taking guns away from people. It's making sure that people who are at risk don't hurt themselves or others.
But just how or when doctors should be involved in doing this is an unfolding question. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Martha Biebinger.